This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Whether it's a girl you just met or a woman that you work with or somebody you've been dating for a few weeks or a few years or your fiance or your wife, there are often questions that we as men have about the way the brain of the female works. And so you may now text those questions to the WAAF Tech Needs text line, which is 97107, and Danielle will provide you with a rare glimpse inside that warped female brain. Are you ready, Danielle?
I am ready.
978 text. I started talking to a girl online 2 weeks ago. We seemed to hit it off all right. Texted through this past weekend. Had a long phone conversation on the night of Marathon Monday and made plans to meet for dinner on Friday. We continued talking all week, and then Friday morning rolls around and it is radio silence.
Yes.
She's not returning my text messages and it seems like she went into witness protection. What is going on here?
Just reach out and say, hey, I don't know if something's going on. I'm here if you need anything. Just keep me updated on what's up.
And then patience.
Yeah, it could be that something happened or she's just giving you the dust off and isn't really interested. And maybe she just got cold feet and she's nervous about dates. Just don't be a dick about it. Just be friendly and say, hey, you know, I don't know. I haven't heard back from you. So
should he back off so he doesn't seem too interested?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just be like, hey, I'm here. Yeah. I still want to go out. But, let me know if you have something going on.
I'm meeting my girlfriend's mom this weekend. We were going to just do lunch and keep it simple, but now she decided that we're going to go.
Have a threesome?
We're going to go shoe shopping before.
Ugh.
And she knows full well that I hate shopping. Why would she schedule something like that when I'm meeting her mom?
She wants to see if you can keep it together.
Yeah.
She wants to see if you can deal with something and not have an attitude and keep a cheerful look on your face. It's a test.
You know, can I just say, if it's a real test, go bathing suit shopping.
Oh,
that is an emotional roller coaster.
Crying in the dressing room.
Yeah.
781 text. When I was in college, I dated a girl for 2 years. She was my first love, and the relationship was incredibly intense. Mm-hmm. It didn't end well, and we didn't stay in touch after school. I found out last week that she had died 2 years ago. I would like to honor her memory by visiting her grave and sending flowers. I don't keep secrets from my wife, but I can't see her reacting well to this. How should I handle it? They didn't know each other. I may be pathetic.
Yes.
But
yes,
at least I.
Exactly.
Lyndon.
At least I.
He has a heart.
At least I care.
Oh, please. It was college.
You're married with another chick.
Come on.
Wait a minute.
Come on.
Like
I want to go visit my first love's grave.
Sam Alesky died, you wouldn't feel a little bad.
What about Melissa Philbrick? If Melissa Philbrick passed away,
we know what would happen.
I'd be crushed. It's so creepy. You're married with kids.
I don't find that weird at all.
If you even cared, it ended badly because you were a douche nozzle. You think she wants? If she could yell from the grave, she'd light you up while you were sitting there.
Don't tell your wife, and pay cash for those flowers.
You said so he shouldn't tell her.
I would.
But he should.
Then there's going to be a whole line of questions. If it's going to give you some kind of closure, you know, you feel badly that you didn't. Then do what you need to do for you.
I'll just say this, bud. If you do this and your wife finds out, you better not miss a birthday, anniversary, on and on.
Here's a 774 text. I have two friends that both cheated on their... This is inside the warped female brain from a woman. I have two friends that were both cheated on by their ex-boyfriends over a year ago. They still constantly talk about them and stalk them on social media. Is there a nice way that I can tell them as a friend to cut it off.
No, you have to do it when it's you can only deal with stuff when it's your time. Men and women put up with crap for years and years and years, and they obsess over it, especially if they've been hurt. And you can't rush that. You can't rush somebody away from a situation that causes them hurt. So you just need to let them deal with it on their own time.
978 text. I'm talking to a girl who lives out of state with her ex. Some days she says she can't wait to see me and says she's crazy about me. And other days she barely talks to me. What's going on here?
I don't know that her ex is really her ex.
Yes.
And
yes.
When he's pissing her off, then she's all about you and everything's great. Right. And we're going to be together and whatever. And then when he comes around and does something nice and buys her something or takes her out to dinner or pays a little attention to her, she can't text you because she can't take the phone out in front of him.
Side pie, not side pie.
I made a move.
Oh, he's doing the camera one, camera two, for those of you who can't see it on the radio.
This is funny.
That was supposed to be our little secret.
This is a 518 text. I made a move on my crush a few weeks ago after finding out she was newly single, and it went well, and we ended up making out and making plans to hang out the next weekend.
Okay.
Then she texted me a few days later saying she really wants to hang out with me but needs a few weeks to get over her ex and focus on herself. Is this a nice way of saying get lost, or is she being serious?
Yeah, if she wants to be with you, she'll come back to you, New York.
My girlfriend and I have been together for 2.5 years. We used protection in bed for the first month or so until she trusted me enough to tell me that she was on the pill. Recently, she stopped taking the alternate means of birth control and we're back to using condoms. Why the change? And who would prefer condoms?
Oh, spoken like a true guy with a penis. Birth control pills can really suck. And if you're of a certain age, it gets riskier for you to take them. There's all kinds of stuff, but there are hormonal issues, and you might deal with weight gain and acne, and it's a pain in the ass to have to take this something at the same time every day. So deal with it.
Here's a 401 text from poor little Rhode Island, the smallest of the 48. My fiance has been deleting conversations between her and a guy that I've had a bad feeling about since I first met him. She's cheated on an ex with this guy before. Mm-hmm. Should I be worried, or am I just being paranoid?
Yes, you should be worried. And if you're paranoid, it's for a reason. If she's not deleting any texts with anybody else, then that's a big red flag to me. She could be doing the old, I just don't want to talk to him. I don't want it on my phone. Then block him if that's the case, or don't respond.
Right.
But if there's actual conversation happening and she's deleting it, there's a reason why.
I can't believe this is happening. This is a 774 text as we go inside the warped female brain. The girlfriend and I have been together for about a year. We have a good sex life, but lately she has been hornier than ever.
All right.
I like the sex, but I want a break once in a while.
Oh, man.
What?
You sound
like a guy.
When I tell her that, she thinks that she is unattractive to me. What's the best way to tell her, and why is she hornier?
I think you're just going to have to suck it up and keep having sex.
Yeah, what's the problem, dude?
Because I don't think there's any way that you can nicely let her down on that. And again, it could be a hormonal thing. It could be because she feels better about herself.
Yeah.
Maybe she's eating differently and it's increasing her libido. Who knows? Tons of different
reasons. Is it possible that if she started off not feeling attractive, that she's trying to feel more attractive by wanting him to be all over her?
And maybe she feels more comfortable with you now, so she feels better. Yeah. Now she wants to have more sex.
Yeah.
And now you're like, oh, Linda, relax.
Here's a tough one. Oh, this is a tough one. 508 text. My fiance really wants kids, but I recently found out that I can't have kids. What is the best way to tell her, and do you think that will end our engagement?
Tell her. I don't know if it will or it won't. You might be able to come up with some kind of compromise. It depends on why you can't have kids. Like, if it's something you could, if you have low motility or low sperm count, you can get around that stuff. I guess it would depend on why, what the reason is medically.
But that's a game changer. You have to tell her.
Yes.
Well, that was like with Annie. You know, she wanted to get married, and I said, look, you got to give me a year. I need a year to decide if I'm capable of having a baby at 48 years old.
Or what did we learn?
At 68, however old you were.
I'm not 68, guy. You're right. You're coming up right on my ass anyway, bud. You're 50.
Wow.
Okay,
you're like
I'm 53.
Ortiz. You get younger every year. You're like Ortiz. It's a little suspicious.
No, but he's 27.
You started playing junior hockey in 1957, and you keep saying you're 52 or whatever.
I was in the minors when war broke in.
No, your first year in juniors was when the World War II broke out.
Yeah,
we started wearing helmets my rookie year.
All right, here's a 978 text. I stayed close with my first serious girlfriend through college after we broke up.
Okay,
she got a new boyfriend, but we still hung out. But when I got another girlfriend, she told me that we couldn't just be friends and we shouldn't speak or see each other ever again.
Mm.
Fast forward a year, the girlfriend is out of the picture and she often posts on social media about missing me, but she still won't answer my calls or my texts. What is going on here?
She's crazy.
Well, it's
classic female jealousy right there with the whole, like, you know, she was fine for her to date somebody else, but then as soon as you started getting into a serious relationship,
right?
Sounds like a very deep situation, and she has some unresolved feelings and issues.
Yeah.
So,
I dated a girl a year ago. She cheated on me and ruined a friendship along the way. Mm. She dumped me at a funeral. I recently ran into her, and she seemed more mad at me than I thought she should be. Why is she still mad at me?
I have no idea. Because she's the one.
Is
she's projecting.
Yes.
Yeah, she cheated on you, so I don't know why she would be mad at you. That doesn't make
because
a lot of
sense.
Because
he made her cheat.
Oh, obviously. Yes, yeah. That's right. He drove her to cheating. Okay.
Danielle, I just recently ended a 2-year relationship. I've been bouncing around on dating apps, chatting with multiple women, trying to find the one.
Yeah, you have gonorrhea yet?
What I thought were a few good connections disappeared or ignored me without any explanation. Can you explain why women do that?
Because they've found somebody else to date on the app. That's what happens. You keep your options open, and then you talk to a bunch of people, and then when you find a good one, you're like, yeah, you ghost on the other ones. They may come back at some point. You may see them pop back up when things don't work out with the guy that they picked. And they're like, oh, yeah, sorry. I had a lot going on and I was like really busy. So I just like, you know, and I had some problems with my phone. It was my work phone. So I had to delete Bumble. But like, I'm totally back.
I forgot my shampoo and body wash when I went to my girlfriend's house to stay. Is it weird for me to use my girlfriend's shampoo and body wash this morning? I feel weird afterwards.
Yeah, you shouldn't. My boyfriend's used my deodorant before. No big deal.
Yeah, strong enough for a man, but made for a woman.
Right.
Just remember, rinse off the toothbrush. If you banged out her toothbrush, be nice enough to rinse it off with hot water.
Here's a 617 text as we go inside the warped female brain at 8:03. I slept with my girlfriend's friend 10 years ago. Mm. Whenever we all hang out and get drunk, the friend flirts with me. How should I get her to back off?
Just be up front.
Uh-huh.
And just be like you gotta kind of lay off a little bit. Yeah.
Wait, does the current girlfriend not know they slept together 10 years ago? And is she kind of holding that over him?
Maybe. It sounds like the girlfriend probably doesn't know, right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I would just be like, look, you can't do that. Like, I get it. You know, you're being drunk, blah, blah, blah. But just, you got to cool it.
774 text. I'm getting married next year.
Oh, sorry.
Now that I'm doing that, a girl that I used to be in love with and vice versa randomly texted me and wants to hang out after 5 years.
Right. Because you're getting married.
Is it innocent?
No.
No?
She wants to break up your marriage and be with you, and then the second you dump your fiance and call off the wedding, she's
going to
dump you. Right, exactly. So, that's like the ticket. We talk about that a lot. That's the ticket to getting out of the friend zone, is you go date somebody else, and then it drives a girl wild with jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but it's never a permanence thing. Like, once you start paying attention to that person, like Tobias Fjunke to Lindsay in Arrested Development, it goes back down the crapper.
Super cute girl is also a 774 text. Super cute girl at an office that I work in frequently is always hitting me up on Facebook after I leave. I'm married and would never do anything to get me in trouble. How do I tell her I'm married but still have a professional relationship that isn't awkward? I ask because one of her messages recently said she, quote, missed my face.
Just say, hey, that's funny. My wife says the same thing to me when I FaceTime her at lunch.
Just, you know. Be a big boy.
Be non-committal in your responses. That's all.
Yeah. The key is not to respond.
Right, yeah.
All right. I texted in recently about a friend with benefits and why she won't give me a chance. Last night, things took a turn when she said, I love you, at the end of our conversation before going to sleep. I stammered and stuttered a little bit since she caught me off guard.
You didn't say it back, did you?
Nope. He responded with something besides, I love you too, she got upset. So the question is, what now? Does she still want to just be friends that have great sex, or is she starting to admit to herself that she wants more?
Take those last two sentences and actually read them to her and ask her those questions. Be like, I thought you were just into the friends with benefits situation. You just said, I love you. I'm a little confused because I didn't think that you were wanted to be romantically involved with me. Where's your head at?
Yeah. When she says, I love you the next time, give her the Roger that.
Roger that.
Roger that.
Hung out Saturday night with a girl, and she brought her son's girlfriend. Me and the son's girlfriend totally hit it off.
Of course she did.
I'm not sure her intentions or how to proceed with the son's girlfriend. Is this a trap?
I feel like I need some age guidance on what's going on here. The son's girlfriend. Yeah. So obviously this other one is considerably younger than you.
Yeah.
I think I
give it a few weeks.
Well, but how about this one, Deluxe? Do you think he thought they hit it off amazingly.
And she was just being nice.
And she doesn't care about the 23-year age gap.
Right.
Yeah.
She didn't look at her phone for 5 seconds, and you took that as DTF.
He's got to pick either one of them.
Yeah.
And me, yeah. All right. Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome.
Way to work.
That is Inside the Warped Female Brain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.